guys, welcome to the third episode of Hello Molly.
Hi.
Today I'll be joined by another guest.
Miles, it's me.
Miles. Yeah. Miles is an old theater friend of mine. We did.
I'm 72.
Yeah, he's old, like, really old. Not even 72. That's too young. Like, 99.
Hey, don't tell him that.
99, going on the big triple digits. You know.
Triple digits.
Triple. But we did Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Godspell together.
And maybe more.
I feel like
we did at least one more together.
I feel like that.
This is our time to find out.
It's time. So
today we reminisce.
Join us as we reminisce.
Good word. Reminisce makes me think of olives.
What? Olives on a spring morning.
What's that from? Hello, Dolly?
No, I just made that up just now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Actually, that happens to me a lot. I sing a lot of things that I do. I'll just be like, taxidermy. And people are like, is that from something? Anyway.
People will be like, wow, that was like so good. And you'll be like, oh, no, thanks.
Thank you.
No, it's not from Hello, Dolly. Although, speaking of which...
She's in Hello Dolly, guys. Come see it. It's in Canada.
It's what?
She lives in Westminster, Alabama, Canada.
I live in Quebec. Wait, no, that's the language of these people.
Where is Quebec? Is that a
Quebec is the language.
No, it has to be a place.
No, Quebec is the language.
My uneducated is showing.
I don't know. Maybe it's a place.
Hold on. I really feel like Quebec is... I'm genuinely looking it up right
now. Okay, do
that. Quebec. That's all. Quebec. It's a city. Okay, in Canada. Oh, okay. So I see how we got there.
It is a city.
And you thought
it
was a language.
I thought
Quebec is in Canada.
I thought they spoke Quebecanese.
Hold on, I'm gonna search up Quebec language, and then Google's gonna slap me. Quebec language. For all the Canadians out there, because I know there are at least six of you,
there's
Quebec
six
is
left.
French. Oh. So,
Quebec is
no, no,
French?
No, hold on. The official language of Quebec is French, so Quebec is not a language. You're
oh.
wrong. Okay, so... With
why
that out of the way, theater.
Why did I think it was a language? So I'm
you
stupid.
You got it, Molly. It's okay. I thought it was like a. I was like, country? Is it a country in South America? So that's okay.
It
sounds
okay.
South American.
It's fine.
Anyway.
Getting back to the topic.
Okay, so. We were in at least two shows together. I feel like today
two.
We're going to find out that we were in another show.
That we can think of.
She's going to find out that I'm right outside her window, but that's for later.
Well, that's... Wait, what? That's too bad, because I'm in a room that doesn't have windows, so...
Oh, yeah. See, the thing is... and that's me coming through your wall. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
So,
I think
the two
okay.
shows that we were in... We're not currently still in them. It's not like we've been on Broadway for 50 years.
It's not like I've been thinking of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang for the past 9 years.
Shh, they can't know that. They can't know that. So
okay.
We were in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. If you don't know what that is, look it up. Like, we just looked up Quebec.
If you don't, if you don't know what it is, leave. No, I'm kidding. Please don't leave.
Get out. We don't need you here. Okay, so, yes.
Actually, they'll probably know Chitty Chitty Bang Bang more than they'll know,
Godspell.
Godspell.
Well, actually, Godspell is by Sondheim. Okay, so
when
Godspell.
When will God save the people? Oh, God
oh
of mercy,
God of
when?
Mercy, when?
Hey.
The people, Lord, the people. Not
thrones and crowns, but men.
But men.
Oh, my
thank
word.
You. Thank you. Okay.
What's that one that's like it's kind of like a rap but not a rap? Oh, when you feel sad or under a curse.
Oh, I love that one. It's so the high school version doesn't have that one.
No, No, I know, it made me upset. If you are born to live at ease, doing what you please, which is then the bees are in honey. Never growing old, never feeling cold, pulling pots of gold from thin air. The best in every town, best at chicken down, best at making mountains of money. They can't take it with them, but what do they care?
But what do they care?
They get the center of the beat, cushions on the seat, houses on the street where it's sunny. Summer's at the sea, winter's warm, break, all of a sudden we get the rest. But who is the land for the sun and the sand? Who are you guess? It's all for
Molly, your theater kid is showing.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay, hold on. So, I feel like we need to give them context. Godspell, written by Sondheim in, like, I don't know. It's the retelling of the story of Jesus, like, the New Testament, you know, that all that good stuff. Then, later, the next year, or whatever came after that,
next semester.
We did Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And we refer to it affectionately as Chitty, because that's a really long name. Except some people, whenever I just say it offhandedly and they weren't in the show, were like,
huh?
And I'm wait.
Get your minds out of
the
gutter.
There's a gutter. Fill it with ice cream and get your mind out of it.
fill it with freaking ice cream. Just
so it's good.
Let your mind float away.
Strawberry ice cream. Mix it in with the mildew and just shove it in a squirrel.
Oh no! Yeah, for sure.
The squirrel will be thankful.
It'll take a little bath.
It's probably like a skinny squirrel or something. Okay, so that went off rails real quick. Anyway, so when we were in Godspell, there was like this whole audition process, you know, as one does. With the audition process, you had to fill out this little packet, probably like sign your soul away. I don't even remember. And you also created your character if you were going to be in the ensemble. And that was most of everyone, because if you didn't know, that's how the ensemble works. Anyway, so you would... I filled out my costume, and I was the most gaudy little middle schooler, because I put, like, rainbow sweatbands and, like, gold. Like a gold bodysuit or something. I don't even remember. I was like... Yes, I am going to slay.
You said it was set in the 80s.
It was set in the 80s, and so I get to do what I want. Anyway, what ended up happening was I got cast as Judas, and that's such a fun role, and I was very glad, and I had a solo, and so I was like, yes. However, I didn't get to use that costume, but I did have, like, this really cool, kind of cool soldier jacket.
It was so cool, and one of our friends made it. It was like,
I don't know if they made it. I feel like it was altered for me.
No, yeah, it was altered, but like they added onto it.
Because I was so skinny. Actually, I don't remember why it was altered.
Baby.
I can't remember if I was skinny or too thick. I can't remember. add more fabric. It's not enough. Add more fabric. Anyway, I had, like, these shoulder pads with tassels on them, and I would, like, shimmy around because I was just like that. Oh, remember when we had a couple showings, I think it was three at most, and we performed in front of all of these old people at a nursing home.
Oh my goodness, wait, I remember that, I forgot about that, because that was, like, a dress rehearsal, technically.
Exactly. It was a dress rehearsal, but for the old people. Except we cut it short because I heard that... Hold on. I don't know what you heard, but we had to cut the show entirely short and, like, cut out a ton of scenes while doing the show. We, like, told everyone backstage periodically, oh, by the way, we're cutting out scenes 12 and 11. I don't really remember the scenes.
Yeah. No, I remember
because
that.
If the old people didn't eat their lunch exactly on time, we'd get arrested. That's what I felt like. I heard that they had to eat their lunch on time or else. And I was like, oh, so we're all going to die.
So, like, if they don't eat their lunch, it's up to us, like, tiny little theater kids putting on this show to make it happen. Exactly. I remember that. And I remember at the end of the show, I was standing next to Jesus, if you will. And my sister. And we all bowed. And I just remember, like, looking up and this old lady was just staring me down. She was like, oh, better do
what are
good
the kids
like
up it, to these days?
It wasn't even like a comforting like smile, like, oh, they did so good. She was just like okay, I don't know, it made me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, that seems it. Yeah. We also had to cut out my solo. And this is not me saying I really wanted my solo. I was fine, except we needed to run my solo because on the night of the show that was for actual people that were not old and in a nursing home.
Well, maybe, you know, real
people, because people in nursing homes aren't real.
What?
Anyway, so for the real people who weren't dried up old prunes. I say that, and I know I'm going to be in a nursing home one day. I'm going to be the wildest old person. Anyway,
you say it with love for the prunes.
I say it with love. And love also, I'm prunes. Going to have the funnest time. Like, I'm going to have Alzheimer's, but I'm just going to mess everyone up.
No, stop. You did not just say funnest.
Oh, I did say funnest to add effect.
It's most fun, right?
It is most fun. You're correct.
Okay. Oh, whew.
Anyway, I'm going to have the funnest time. Anyway, what was I saying?
Oh, prunes. Yeah,
right. So when it came to the actual night show place thing, it was during my solo, which is the most important part of the entire show.
okay.
Someone sets out a trampoline. I don't remember who, but then we all like jump on this tiny little trampoline to do our fun things. The person didn't put out the trampoline in time, and I was waiting, and I was waiting, and I was waiting because I was the first one to jump, and then I just jumped on ground. And then they set the trampoline directly after I did that. I feel like they were waiting for me to jump on open ground. And then they set the trampoline. It was very sad.
No way.
And then everything was messed up so much. And I didn't – and, like, the song that I usually listen to was different from the one that we actually performed because we cut out a couple things. And so it kind of sad because I messed up on some of the words. And then the people behind me who were singing, the ensemble just got really loud so that I could hear what they were trying to tell me. And so then I, like, sang louder, and it was good. And everyone's like, no, I don't remember it at all. But I was like, no, it was the biggest mistake ever. How could you possibly
I don't remember this. Actually,
yeah,
I'm going to be brutally honest. I don't remember what your solo was. Like, I don't...
I
don't remember what it sounded like.
We beseech thee, hear us come sing about love.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't
except
know that.
It wasn't cool because we cut out the fun parts.
But it's gotta sing about love. Oh, that one?
That eats the ancient tree.
It's something about ants and then, like, yeah, trees and...
And feet,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then the ants took my feet. That was most of my experience. I remember that so the main character, Jesus, and I were, like, really close friends. And that was kind of funny because, you know, we, like, hated each other in the play for the most part. And there was one part, you know, in the Bible, Judas kisses Jesus on the cheek. And then just before he, like, betrays him for being a little rat. Anyway, so... what ended up happening is, this was before the show. Mom was like, I want pictures. Jesus, Judas, kiss. Anyway. We didn't kiss on the lips, I swear.
Okay. I remember Jesus also did Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, right?
We did Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yes.
That was such
a cool show. I was so excited. I was also kind of sad that I got in the ensemble and I really wanted Jeremy, but that's okay.
I know. I
got
canceled.
Too. You wanted Jeremy?
Yeah, no, I wanted
you wanted Jeremy so bad.
I wanted Jemima, and I remember auditioning. I actually remember you coming up to me and being like, oh my goodness, if we were Jeremy and Jemima, that would be so awesome. I'm like, oh my goodness, yeah.
We never got to be a comedic duo, and I feel like we'd be a good one.
No, I know.
Okay, so how did it feel when your sister got it instead of you?
Well, okay, so I think I would have been fine with it if she actually auditioned for it, but she didn't really even want
Jemima. Oh, I forgot about that.
She auditioned for the Baroness, like the that one.
Yes.
She auditioned for her, and then our director called my sister in and was like, "Hey, can you be Jemima?" And I was like,
the soul got sucked out of your body.
I think there's still a little bit of my soul left in that building.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Just like residual around there. Sometimes it sparks off in the middle of church and people are like, what? Anyway.
What was it's just that?
Like, lets I felt out a tiny cry.
In Godspell, one of my most fond memories, and I don't know why, it wasn't even on stage. It was a backstage moment, which I feel like those are the best sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I was backstage and it was before the show and we were just kind of hanging out. I remember one of my friends and another one of my friends did this thing where we had to like drop down to the floor and then just like spread eagle and see who could do it the fastest.
Okay.
And so we were just like just laying down, like just fainting and falling, and then one of the assistant directors walks in and she's like, what are you guys doing? And we're just like falling down.
We are injuring ourselves. Leave us in peace.
Purposely injuring ourselves. She's like, y'all are special.
So here's the thing. When I was in Godspell, I really forgot about this. We all had little mics that went around our ears and next to our mouths. You know, I don't even know what they're called. Face mics, ear mics, your mom mic.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And we were practicing the final scene. This is the one where, like, Jesus is dead and we're all really sad. He comes back. Don't worry. Spoiler alert. Jesus is alive. Anyway, so we're all dead. I mean, Jesus is dead. We're really sad and we don't know what to do. Anyway, I, like, jumped up in the middle of it and was like, Miss Teacher, Miss Director, I need to use the restroom. And she's like, okay, well, okay, go away. And so I did. I went to the bathroom, and I was just in there, you know, as you do the things in the bathroom. And I was singing, as you do in the bathroom, because acoustics. I don't know if I told you this, Molly. I had a thought while doing the thing in the bathroom. I make it sound like I was doing drugs in the bathroom. I was not. I was, in fact, depleting my facilities. Anyway, so I was sitting in the bathroom, and I had a thought. I was like, you know, it'd be so funny if my mic was on.
Yeah.
That'd be so funny. Never gonna happen, though. And so I was just singing, what's the beginning one?
Oh my goodness,
and so I was just doing that
song
the loudest I could possibly. Prepare. Just completely threw my mic. And I was like, I sound so good. And I was like washing my hands, also singing it.
So
and then I come out and our theater director, she was wild mad. Like her blonde hair was all frizzled and she like turns around, or she doesn't turn around, but she's like, what is going on? And then I come out and then everyone starts laughing and I was like, what? Turns out everyone actually, Molly, can you pick it up from here? Were you there?
Yeah, no, so she didn't turn around. She was getting mad because she was like, we continued the rehearsal after you went to the bathroom, mm-hmm. as you do.
Because I don't matter.
Exactly. And so she was like, all right, continue the rehearsal. So we're like going through the blocking and stuff. And someone starts singing. And we're like, wow, this is incredibly rude. Because we're like going through the rehearsal and just someone starts blaring. And, you know, we're all wearing mics. So even if someone was talking, it would all sound the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
So someone was just singing and we're like, oh my goodness, that's so rude. Who's singing? And our director, she was like, who is singing? I'm trying to have a rehearsal here. Who is singing? And then you walk out of the bathroom and everyone loses it. We all start laughing and then she turns around and did she start laughing?
I think she was angry and then she started laughing.
Yeah,
I think
so
too. She turned
too
around. She was she was just like from the residual anger of you small plebeians. She turns around. I hardly saw that woman mad. I think I saw her mad twice in my life. Because she's just very go with the flow. Oh, what was the other time? I feel like, anyway, I don't really remember. She turns around and then she's like, oh, it was you.
I have a story from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yes.
And I still remember this story very vividly, but it wasn't an actual rehearsal. I don't remember if you were there or not, but some of the cast went to the director's house and we were all like doing crafts. We were making props at a table and the station I was at was we were burning leather strips to put on, like, jackets and stuff.
Ah, yes. Like, give burning hot iron objects to small children. My favorite pastime.
No, literally. And the guy next to me, this was his first musical ever, and he was, like, joking around, holding the lighter in his hand.
Oh, I think I know who we're talking about.
Probably. And the lighter was on. And he's like joking around, and I'm standing next to him. I'm like, whoa, you know, trying to avoid the lighter while he's gesturing largely. And then he, like, flings the lighter so close to my face that it burns some of it.
Was it painful? Did it burn your hair or your skin?
My skin.
Girl, what is happening? What?
I tried not to tell anyone about this, because I was very embarrassed. But no, yeah, it hurt, and it was so close. It was probably, like, a centimeter away from my eye.
Oh, like, my goodness.
It was, and so I, like, run to the bathroom, and they're like, dude, what's wrong with her? I run to the bathroom, and I'm, like, scraping off, like, the ashes, if you will.
That was, must be bad. Hold on. Did you scream at all?
I went, like, ah! But, like, no one heard me. And right as I get out of the bathroom, our director's like, all right, everyone can leave for the day. So I have, like, my hand over my face. And we were carpooling with a girl home. And so I get in the car and I kind of have, like, my hand on my face the entire time. And no one really asks why my hand's on my face. And then I get out of the car. When we're home, I get out of the car and they're like, hey, so why is your hand on your face? Like, as I'm like, oh, well. And I, like, release my hand and they're like, oh, my word. It wasn't that big. It was probably, like, the size of, like, a little smaller than a dime. Maybe, like, you know? Does that sound right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But that's still, he burned you.
Yeah, and,
put, like, him in jail.
You can't even see it anymore. But, like, it was, oh, man. And so, I told my family, and they were like, oh, well, that's actually really bad. And it's kind of bad that you didn't tell anyone. And I remember telling the director, and this kind of ties into what you were saying. I told the director, and she was like, oh my word, he did not. And she got, like, livid. Like, she got so mad. So that's one of the times
I love her so much.
I know.
About theater injuries, I had a theater injury and energy. I was in Annie.
And I was in Annie too.
We were not in the same Annie.
I know that, but I was in Annie because... at one point.
My goodness, I don't care. Okay, so I was, like, sweeping because, you know, we were doing Hard Knock Life and we were doing slave labor, as you do. And the broom that I was holding did not have a plastic top. It was just a metal ring. And so I was sweeping with it. And then this was during rehearsals. So I cut my finger on this broom and a tiny piece of flesh is hanging off, and I was terrified. I run to my theater teacher. This was different than the theater teacher that we've been talking about so far. This was a different girl. And I ran to her. I was holding my finger, and I was like, Miss, we'll call her Bob. Miss Bob. And she was like, go back to dancing or something. She wasn't looking at me. She was like, okay, it hurts, I don't care, or something like that. She's a very caring person. She just thought that I, like, mildly sprained, like, my finger popped or something. I don't even remember. And I'm like, no, Miss Bob. Bob, look. And she was like, oh. And so I got medical attention, and everyone else was still dancing, and everyone else, like, stopped dancing for me, and I was like, no, it's okay, you can continue on. And they're like, no, this is an issue. Anyway, so now I still have a scar on my index finger because my finger got sliced.
Okay, I don't know if you remember this, but in my last episode, I was talking about, in the second episode, I was talking about how I accidentally broke a kid's finger once, and I didn't say who.
I have a feeling it was not accidental. I feel like you just. Oh, it's me. Are you talking
about me? I left
it
at that. It was you.
Yeah, I remember that. Explaining it was really weird because I was just like, how'd you break it? Someone threw a basketball at me, weird. just like, she was bouncing a basketball towards me and it hit my finger a little bit weird. And I was like, I'm okay. And I sat down and someone gave me ice. And I was like, why is it hurting so bad? Turns out it was a sprained muscle. What?
How? Okay, so it was sprained. It wasn't broken.
It wasn't broken. Okay, my finger wasn't broken. The muscle was torn. Oh. How? Oops. How is it torn?
I'm sorry.
No. I just don't understand how a ball hitting the finger towards it, on it, tears a muscle. I feel like you have to pull. I don't know how anatomy works.
No, I know. Like, I just was like, all right, catch the ball. And you, I don't know. You'd like,
it bounced on the floor and it came towards me and then it hurt really bad.
And then all of a sudden you were like crying and I was like, what did I do? And then I see you run to your mom and then I see you point at me and I was like, oh.
Okay, I didn't mean to do that.
No, but you're probably just like, she's probably like, who broke your finger? And you just were like pointing, but you're like in tears and I just look over and you're like, her, and you like point at me and I'm like, oh, and I like walk outside.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'm gonna interrupt you right there.
Yes?
Just for a quick reminisce, if you will. Do you remember when we made like the homemade shows?
Yes. At the end of poetry, everyone would be downstairs and they didn't know what to do. And so I was like, what if we put on our own play? And so we would just have like these really weird things. I don't actually remember any of them except for one about Thanksgiving. And
I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. So we would just put on little plays and then the parents would be forced to watch them. And we'd be like, look at us. We're beautiful. And I think it was the best thing that we've ever done in our whole lives. Oh, that was a lot. So that's like the most theater things that you've ever ingested in your life. And it was good reminiscing and eating olives.
Yeah. Wait, I didn't get any olives. Okay. Thank you for listening to Hello Molly and our theater stories and for eating olives with us.